Welcome to the News Review. I'm Press TV. U.S. House Democrats have laid out their case on the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump, urging Republicans to stop supporting him. The Democrats released a fact sheet and a video on Trump's attempt to secure victory in the 2020 presidential vote with the help of Ukraine. The Office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the evidence shows Trump's abuse of power and months-long pressure campaign against Kiev. Trump is accused of withholding military aid to Ukraine and enlisting senior officials to pressure Kiev to find dirt on his potential election rival, Joe Biden. Republicans have not supported Democrats' inquiry. Republican chair of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, says the Democrats have not offered adequate evidence of Trump having committed a crime. Time now to discuss this and shed some light on the issue and get some insight. So from Washington, D.C., I'll be joined by Colin Campbell, our correspondent there, and also from New York, Ian Williams, senior analyst with Foreign Policy and Focus. Good to have both of you, gentlemen. Let's go to Washington. Colin, the Democrats are pushing hard for this impeachment thing. Give us some more information on that.
Yeah, right now, Democrats are having their difficulties with trying to get the White House to comply. I must apologize for the loud noise in the background. I'm right in downtown D.C., not too far from the White House. And right now, even though the cars are making a lot of noise, Washington, D.C. is abuzz about how this process is continuing right now, with the White House resistant to assist Democrats in this impeachment inquiry, and with those in the Trump administration almost admitting that they did do a quid pro quo, meaning they needed something for something if Ukraine was to get that aid that they wanted. Now, this came out as one of the advisors, Mick Mulvaney, spoke to the press and said, listen, this is what happens with foreign policy. Every president conducts their foreign policy in a different way, and the Trump administration conducts it this way, almost admitting that there was something illegal, that there was some kind of malfeasance that was engaged in trying to leverage any information on President Trump's potential political opponent, Joe Biden, from the Democratic Party. Now, of course, that hasn't been settled yet. Joe Biden does have his own competitors. But at the time, it seemed that Joe Biden, the former vice president under Barack Obama, was the front runner of the Democrats to challenge President Trump in 2020. And it seemed like right now the allegations are that Trump used and he tried to get any information on Joe Biden from Ukraine leaders to try to leverage it against any type of campaign momentum that Biden was experiencing. Right now, it looks like Trump could be in a little bit more of hot water than he was the week before, as Republicans in the Senate are even alluding to the fact that an impeachment inquiry should be followed if evidence comes out. But at the same time, you do have a lot of Senate Republicans who are being very intractable over this issue right now, even as more evidence comes out, and even as the Trump administration itself is more resistant to providing any information that would clear the president's name or absolve the administration altogether of any wrongdoing.
Okay, great. Now let's go to New York. Ian, Lindsey Graham is saying that this is inadequate evidence that Democrats have offered. So that video and the fact sheet, is that not reason enough? And how serious is this going on?
Well, I think it is very serious for Trump. At last, there's beginning to be signs of erosion. But you have to understand the Orwellian mindset here, where once you have picked your side, they can do nothing wrong. Just as many people on the Democratic side thought that Hillary Clinton could do no wrong and would defend her almost to the death, it's even more accentuated in the case of Donald Trump. I mean, there was a cartoon last week which summed it up. Basically, if he wants on a mass shooting rampage through the streets of Manhattan, there are a bunch of senior Republican senators who praise him for his marksmanship. They're not going to attack him under almost any circumstances. And I think the impeachment inquiry, in some ways, has got less to do with Ukraine than his really fatal moves over the Kurds in Syria, which has annoyed a lot of senior military and the old military establishment. And I think that, in some ways, the splashback from that will be reflected in the push towards towards an impeachment inquiry. But it is, as you might say, unimpeachable, the evidence that there was a quid pro quo. that here they are sitting on aid, fighting it in the Congress and in the bureaucracy to make sure that the aid didn't get through until Ukraine did what they asked. But then this is detracted with this, what was Joe Biden's son doing getting $50,000 a month with no expertise, couldn't speak Ukrainian, didn't really do oil, but he was getting money. Obviously, that was a quid pro quo. So the Republicans are quite right, even if it's the type of behavior that they all practice all of the time. So I just hope that, I think that the Democrats aren't going to fall on their swords for Joe Biden's son and his nepotistic self-enrichment plans. But that could be an obstacle, because that really needs to be brought out. They really should say, ah, nostra culpa, and he shouldn't have done that. But whether they will or not is another story, because this is a bitterly divided partisan society that's not really divided on ideology so much as sort of tribal teams for historical reasons.
Now, Ian, one more quick question. And do you think that impeachment will happen?
Oh, sorry. This is real crystal ball stuff. I think it's more likely to now than it was a week ago. And as I said, I think, apart from the evidence that's come up that's fairly unimpeachable of impeachable behavior, the splashback from the Syrian debacle is likely to accentuate that. There are people on the Republican side who see that Trump is now a toxic property going forward and wonder what else is going to come out soon.
Interesting. All right. I appreciate your comments. So we had Colin Campbell, our correspondent, who joins us from D.C., and also Ian Williams, senior analyst with Foreign Policy and Focus out of New York. And that's the end of this news review. Thank you for watching.